Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. 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 Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. This is Reverend Ray Rose on Win Christmas Beat Talk Radio. We're about to get started. And we hope and pray that everything is working well, or what I'm trying to do. I'm doing this on my phone. So we will see how this is working out. Amen. Give me 1 minute. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Welcome again. This is Win Christmas Beat Talk Radio. We're just trying to make sure everything is working properly. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen.
Praise the
like Lord. It is.
Welcome again. This
Amen.
Is Win Christmas Beat Talk Radio. Just trying to make sure everything is working
Amen.
Properly. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise
the
like it is.
Again, this is Win Christmas Beat Talk Radio. Just trying to make sure everything is working properly. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We got that done. Hey, listen, y'all, what we're going to do real quick, we have some technical difficulties. Of course, I'll probably go back and edit a lot of stuff out. Amen. But I want to welcome to broadcast on Christmas Beat Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm Reverend Ray. We're going to do two things. Amen. We're going to pray, and we're also going to go over Psalms 91, especially all the different things that is going on in the world today. Amen. We need to be in a posture of business of prayer. People are losing their lives, their jobs, their family, their income, all the bills. But we want to be able to encourage somebody. You know, you want to be able to encourage yourself in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. So let's go ahead and start off with prayer. Father God, we come today just to give you thanks. Thank you for another day that we're in. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for all that you are doing into our life. We pray the Holy Spirit today, God, that you will come, Lord Jesus, and reset and rechange and help and cure and encourage, God, and heal and deliver and whatever needs to be done in our life, that you will begin to do those things today. We pray today, God, that you will help us in our coming in and going out. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you. Help us, Jesus. We pray against this virus that are going against everyone and taking lives out all across the world. God, we're praying for a solution. We're praying for a healing, God. We're praying for a vaccine. Lord Jesus, we're praying that it will take place today. So today, God, we just want to glorify your name. We just want to magnify you, God, all across the world and in the different countries, God, all across the world, God. We're praying that those that are called by your name will begin to humble themselves and submit themselves unto you, God, and seek your face, that the healing of the nation may take place, God. We repent of any of sins of commission or omission that we have done that wasn't like you today, God. So we just want to give you all the glory. So we pray today, God, for every church man and every church woman, God. We pray for families, the young as well as the old, God. We pray for every elected official, the president of the United States. We even lift them up, the Congress and the Senate. God, we pray, God, for a great revival to take place even in the midst of this, so people might come running unto you saying, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to change my life around? We pray today, God, that you will come with all your mighty rushing wind, and you will set the atmosphere. We need you. We can't do this by ourselves. So, Holy Spirit, we will forever give you all the praise and the glory. God, we give this broadcast to you and say, have your way. Have your way, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. We need you, Holy Spirit. It's in Christ Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Real quick, I want to remind our listeners, don't forget about our weekly broadcast of His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. In fact, she'll be back live this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Amen. Declaring the Physician's Word for Reverend Pat Randers is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy, which is tonight, is with myself, amen, and begins every Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Ray Rose, amen. It's Sundays, the fourth Sunday, let me get it right, the first and the fourth Sundays of the month, amen, at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. The monthly broadcast as our follows: Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. Amen. In fact, she has a broadcast coming up. Amen. What's next? The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday of the month. Amen. It's every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of Women, Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Amen, Real Talk, Amen, with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleopas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonia Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer, Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dollar number is 712. Let's see, this went black. Okay, 712-770-5505. That's his code, is 732-499. Please, by all means, check us out on ChristmasWeek.com. We got a lot more information about the different hosts. We got some broadcasts on there, and we got other pages. If you'd like to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do so by clicking on Donate Now. Also, we are listed as a 501c3 company. Amen. We will continue to keep families in prayer that have lost their job. I think the job loss of people applying for unemployment was like over 6 million. That figure is expected to go up to 10 million, maybe even more before August. Amen. We're going to keep going to lift it up. We're going to keep those that are contracting the viruses, the coronavirus and everything, and keep all those things lifted up in prayer, man. Pray for healing, you know, and pray for a complete turnaround. Pray for the vaccine. Those are the things that we need to pray for. But what I want to do for the short time that I'm here, I wanted to talk to you about Psalm 91. When I had posted this, I try to post it like maybe every once in a while on social media, man. And it's based to remind us, you know, who we are in Him, who we are, and who God said we are, and to remind that we have a covenant with the Father because of Jesus Christ, that He will lead us and He will guide us and He will change us and He will take us to the places, no matter what kind of the storms of life that we are facing, no matter what kind of wind, how the wind blows or how the waves or the current, it seems so fierce. Amen. It doesn't matter because our faith and our belief is in Him, is in Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is what Psalm 91 says, and then we're going to end on prayer again. It says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We want to be dwelling in that secret place. We want to be able to have a communion with our Father, have a communion with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. We have to be, especially during this time and season that we're living in, we have to be able to trust God. We have to say, Lord, look at Him. And I said be able. We need, no, there's no be. We need to just trust God. No matter what it may look like, no matter how many people are getting sick, no matter how many people are even down, we need to be in a position or a posture that we just trust God, that He's going to cover us and everything, and He's going to watch over us, and He's going to bring a healing for this nation. He'll bring a revival for this nation. But also, but even since that we are on our last breath of air, even in that process, we're still trusting in God, you know, that we will be able to see His glory when we leave this world. Amen. So there has to be a trust in God. He said, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome of the pestilence. So in other words, the writer is beginning to recognize the different things that God can take us from. One thing is the fowler, or that the bird of prey, or anything that's in the air, you know. And the second thing is from the noisome of pestilence, whether they be in the air or on the ground. You think of a pestilence, you think of locusts or grasshoppers, you think of flies, but you also think of, you also begin to think of all kinds of different things that take place no matter where they are, that will eat up everything. So that means that God is able to deliver us from things that would normally destroy us. He's able to deliver us from things that are purposes to destroy. He's able to deliver us from things that will destroy you and destroy me. He said, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. Again, there's the word trust. He said, we shall trust. He shall cover us with His feathers, and under His wings we shall trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. His truth, not my truth, not your truth, not the president's truth, no matter who they are in the flesh, but His truth should be our shield and our buckler. Both shield and buckler are more or less the same. One just happens to be bigger than the other one. I mean, a buckler is a small shield that's used for in arm-to-arm combat to block the blows, and a shield can be combined together with other shields to prevent the enemy from moving forward or pushing the enemy back. But they both meant to protect. So we know that God is going to not only cover us with the feather, but He's going to protect us also. He said that thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that falleth in the day. In other words, I'm not going to be afraid, or you're not going to be afraid, because no matter how dark it gets, no matter how black it gets, no matter how hopeless it gets of darkness, no matter how despair it gets, no matter how depressing it gets, God will deliver us. He will deliver us. Amen. He will deliver us from those things. He said, thou should not be afraid. We won't be afraid of the thing. We won't be afraid of the arrow that falleth by the name. I mean, whatever the enemy comes is coming up against me, we're not afraid. No matter how many arrows it might be, the arrow to destroy, the arrow to the pierce the heart, the arrow to kill, the arrow to destroy the life and our loved ones. He said, we won't even be afraid of that thing. We won't be afraid. And when I say that we won't be afraid, we won't be afraid, but we'll be bolded, knowing that who he is that we trust. Why? Because we trust in Jesus Christ. That we be even to get to a point, you know, we won't tempt them, you know, and stuff like that. You know, I'll get into that later and stuff like that. We won't tempt them or nothing like that. We won't tempt them because we trust in him, but we know in who we believe. Amen. It says, 1,000 shall fall at that side and 10,000 at the right hand, but it should not come near 90. It should not come 90. All the stuff, the chaos and killing and murder and mayhem and stuff that is going on around you, the Bible is saying here that it should not come 90. In other words, we are his peculiar treasure. We are different. So all we got to do is continue to press forward in him, to continue to believe in him. And we know that we're living in the last days. The Bible says also they reign to the just as well as to do the unjust. And that's what's going on even now. So you got believers that's dying. You got sinners that's dying. You got atheists that's dying. You got blacks that's dying. You that are being catching this virus. You got it doesn't know any nationality. It doesn't know any country of origin and stuff. But it's going across all borders. This is a borderless type of virus that is taking effect. Amen. It says that because thou hast made it, it says, very well with him. Verse 7 says, 1,000 should fall at that side and 10,000 at the right hand, but it should not come near thee. And then verse 8 says, on with thine eyes without beholding, see the reward of the wicked. Those that are doing wickedness, those that are doing things that is not right, whether it's to you or just in general, God see everything. He's a God that see here. He said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my reference, even the Most High, thy habitation. There should no evil befall thee, neither should any plague come nigh thee, thy dwelling. And neither should any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No matter where you walk in, there should no plague come nigh the dwelling. We got to walk in the promises of Psalms 91. We got to believe in the promises of Psalms and believe that God's going to keep us no matter where we go. Now, again, the scripture is not asking us to be foolish, okay? It's not asking us to put ourselves out on a limb and go to places that the government has already closed up. Because who put the government in place? It was Christ. It was God that put the government in place. And they tell you not to go out to have a picnic, and you shouldn't do that. That's disobedience. You said that, well, I'm going to go, whatever the case might be. Even churches have to be very careful about having the service and stuff. You're not disobeying God, but if you don't have a respect, have a church service, because why? You are the service, you are the church, and everything like that. And you can have church in your own home if you really want to get technical about it and stuff like that. But why take the risk, amen? Why take the risk of this people in your congregation get sick and stuff like that? Yes, we believe God. Yes, we trust God, but he gives us wisdom also. He said, but he said, give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They said, bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou die thy foot against the stone. They also tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trumpet under the feet. In other words, all the beasts and all these things that are again meant to destroy or to kill you or to tear you limb from limb and everything. God, that we serve the Lord, that we serve the one that died for us on the cross, that we serve is willing to do all of that and keep us safe, you know? And if we die, we die knowing that our name is written in the book of life. If we perish, and then we know that we are going to see the King, we're going to see our Lord, and we're going to see our God, we're going to set before him and stuff like that. If we die, you know, witnessing him and because of his namesake, then we know that our name is written in the book of life. He says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he has known my name. That's what we want to be. We want to be in a place that not only we know the name of God, but we know the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But not only know it, but we know it within our heart, y'all. Our actions prove that we know it. The way that we act in this life proves that we know him and everything. You know, the words and our deeds prove that we know him. There is no second guessing that we are. Is we look like him, we talk like him. You know, in fact, when Jesus looked at him, he said a reflection of himself. He said, yes, that's mine. You know, he see a reflection of himself and what he was and who he is, because we are heirs and joint heirs that belong to the throne of Christ. He said, call upon me and I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. He said, well, with long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Those are the promises that God has put forth, not only for Christ before he came into the scene, but also for his people, also for us. So we are in a time that we got to stand on the promises of him, not for standing on the promises of what the elected officials, the president, the CDC, and all these different agencies, but stand on the promises of God that we should live and not die, that he's going to bring us through this, and we should come out as pure gold. We got to stand and believe those things will take place. Amen. We got to stand and believe that those things will take place. Look, I want to thank you for your time, but that's all I got. I just want to come and share, and have the song with me, share the song with you, and allow me to pray for you. We're going to pray out in a minute, but to remind you who you are in Jesus Christ, to stand firm, to stand strong, and to be obedient to the things that God has given you to do. Amen. And so, Father God, we give this prayer to you. We pray that it's been a blessing to somebody, God. We pray today, God, you will come forth and begin to heal the land, God. Whatever needs to be done, Lord Jesus, we know that you got us, God. You are still the same yesterday and forevermore. So we trust you. We believe in you. We know where we came from. So help us, God. Help us in our understanding of the things that you're doing. Allow us to stay more on our faith, even in this time that we're in our homes, God. Allow us to seek more of you and to trust more in you, God, and to believe more in you. Whatever needs to be done, we trust you. We need you. We believe you, God. God, will forever give you all the praise and the glory. Amen and amen and amen. So, God, we'll see you on Sunday with the men. Brother Elson, Brother Cleophas, and Brother Tyrone and Antonio and myself, we'll see you on Sunday. Amen. For real men, real life, real men, real talk. Amen. So be blessed, everybody. I know that I love you. God bless you.